Can you walk us through some of the main new TKIs and checkpoint inhibitors that have come out and what the key data sets have been and where that leaves us in terms of clinical decision making?
Sure. And I think we'll break it down to frontline versus second line. So, you know, not because we haven't been trying, but it's been very hard to improve on survival that was established with sorafenib. Many drugs have been looked at head to head and they've all been negative. Even studies that have looked at non-inferiority have been negative. For example, brivinib or lenifinib, multikinase inhibitors. The REFLEX study was the first positive study in frontline treatment of advanced liver cancer in more than a decade. This study looked at lenvatinib versus sorafenib in over 900 patients. And lenvatinib is a VEGFR inhibitor, but differs from sorafenib in that it's a very potent inhibitor of the fibroblast growth factor receptor family, FGFRs 1 through 4. And I think that's a main differentiator from sorafenib and a differentiator from many of the drugs that have been looked at in the past. And this study met its primary endpoint of being non-inferior, and it might be worth taking a second to talk about non-inferiority. In that design, you're saying that with high confidence, the endpoint, which in this case is overall survival, did not happen by accident, and that the two drugs are equivalent. And you do that by setting an upper limit to the confidence interval. And in this setting, that upper limit is 1.08. So if you get a hazard ratio that is less than 1, but the upper limit of that hazard ratio is 1.12, that does not meet non-inferiority. You can't say they're equivalent. That's a negative study. In this setting, the hazard ratio is 0.92, with the upper limit being 1.06. So we saw survival with sorafenib about 12.3 months, and lenvatinib was about 13.6 months. It was not superior, they were non-inferior.